Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 29. We read, "Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously." Here he is a beautiful prayer as he recognized his way was a way of lying. And he also saw the limits that he had in himself to be able to change. He couldn't change his ways. He says that, "Remove from me the way of lying." He could not do it for himself. Well, the way, of course, as we talked before, is a road, a path, a direction which people choose to live for their lives. Certainly today, there's many people who like to talk about their way. You hear it on talk radio and the news and everything, which they deem to be right. It's, you know, within colleges and schools, they'll bring forth their philosophies of life. And certainly they like to deem that those have been truth and those being the right way people should live their life. Well, here the psalmist, he realized that way, the way that he had been living, listening to the philosophies of men or the decisions of men, was the way of lying. And it always ends up in frustration. There isn't peace. There isn't love. The world doesn't have that to offer. All it has is lies, deception. And certainly we know the one behind the lies is Satan, because the Bible tells us that Satan is the father of all lies. And the psalmist was caught up in that, and it had him like a web that it had him so caught that he couldn't get out. He wasn't able to find a way out. He says, "Remove from me the way of lying." I remember a trip that I was on over to Russia back in, I think it was 1994. I was in St. Petersburg up there, and I had a few afternoons. I was over there teaching up over there at the university, inductive Bible studies and how to teach the Bible verse by verse. But during the afternoon, we had some free time, so a friend of mine, Bill, and I went out. They wanted to go and share the gospel, and him being a great guitar player and singer, we found a spot, a little park that came up out of the major subway station there in St. Petersburg, and he started playing guitar, and as he was playing guitar, I would start preaching and sharing the Word of God. And there got to be a fairly large crowd that would stop on by, and they would listen for a while, and then they would move on. And then I noticed this one time that this gal was watching me, and she was dressed in a traditional old-school Russian dress. They were known as the Pushkin dress. It was an old-fashioned type of dress, and she was a younger lady, and she was telling me that she was a college student. And so we started talking, and she started asking me about what I was talking about, and I was talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ in between Bill's sessions of sharing the music. And so as we were talking, she finally said, she says, "You know, our Russian government has been lying to us for many, many years. And the Communist Party has been nothing but lies." She goes, "I don't understand what you're talking about, this Jesus." And she says, "I want out. I want to know what's truth." And I shared with her that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. And when she heard that the person of Jesus Christ is truth, all of a sudden she stood to attention and she says, "I'm going to make my pledge to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the days of my life." And so like the psalmist and my friend, this Russian gal, she said, you know, he said, "Remove from me the way of lying, the trap that Satan has hold of so many. The only way that way can be changed and removed is by the power of the gospel." Jesus said, he says, "And you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And he goes on and he says, he that has the Son is free indeed. And so to be free from the way of lying is only by the work of Jesus Christ. And so from remove from me, earlier in Psalm, or later in Psalm 119, verse 37, we read, "Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." In Psalm 119, verse 104, we read, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." The way of the world is false. It doesn't have the answers. As we're looking for me, for the right way and the way man likes the pose to be right. They like to tell us what is right, or their philosophy. They want to tell us how to live and what's the purpose of life. And they certainly want us to, you know, they have their philosophies about death, and certainly is there life after death, and why was I created, and how was what was happening back there in creation. He says they like to tout their philosophies. And the psalmist later on, he says, I hate every false way. See, it takes God's word to present truth, to bring us to a right understanding of God's intent for us. There in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, as Jesus was teaching his disciples, as he was going and talking about the religious community who had so gone away from God's intent, from God's purpose of his for us to understand the Word of God, he was telling those guys at six different times, he says, but you have heard it said of old. Otherwise, you've been brought up here in these the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and all that. They want to tout this their philosophy about God's intention and how we should live our life. But Jesus said, but I say unto you. He was giving us the correct intent and how we should live our life before the Lord. And so the psalmist is saying, remove from me the way of lion and grant me thy law graciously. Oh Lord, open up my eyes. Allow me to see the things that you would have me to see. Even as the psalmist tells us there in Psalm 141, verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep my doors of my lips. And later he says in verse 4, he says, incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat their dainties. Let me not eat their pastries. Later on in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which is after God created in righteous and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, we are members one of another. And may we, like the psalmist, remove from me, that we would pray, oh Lord, please remove from me the way of lying, the lies that I've been taught, lies that shape my carnal philosophies, and Lord, help me to put on the new man. Even as the psalmist prayed, he says, oh Lord, grant me thy law graciously. Allow me to understand and walk according to your word. Earlier in Psalm 119, verse 5, he says, Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. And may that be our prayer this day. Lord, that we would be following after you with all of our heart, that we would seek to follow your word and be led by your word. And so, until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.